acting like complete idiots in the commercial break.
Pencil at me.
Yeah, all right. Well, we have a great show tonight. Amy Schumer will be out here.
She will?
In a few minutes, yeah. Looking forward to that. I wanted to mention something. I was talking earlier about how I like to watch TV. My other hobby, I have two hobbies. One is watching a lot of television. I also like to sometimes check out in bookstores and see if they have any coffee table books. You know, coffee table books. We all know coffee table books, and they're really popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed, what I'm fascinated with is the ones that don't sell, that nobody wants. The lousy ones, and they pile up on a desk, and you can go in there, and for $10, I can get all of them.
Oh, that's
great. It's like one of my favorite things to do. That's right. How cool this character is right here. Yeah, so we're going to do a little thing right now called coffee table books that didn't sell, okay? I went into Los Angeles to a bookstore, and I bought a whole bunch of these, and some of them, I guess you can tell why they didn't do well. There's this one right here. It's called The Big Book of People Who Never Found Waldo. And it's just a whole... These people are really depressed. Look at that guy. Never found Waldo. They're just really depressed, kid.
Oh.
It's just tough for all of them. Yeah, and there's a guy... Well, that's... Yeah. That's just a cheap joke, and I can't believe we did it.
Oh, but it's a book. It's not a joke.
We didn't do it. A book did it. Here's one interesting coffee table book. It's called Product Placement in Old Movies. I don't know if you remember in Casablanca when they were promoting Foot Locker. Of course, in Gone with the Wind, you have that nice little Starbucks promotion right there that everybody talked about. Yeah, and then, of course, down here... I'm surprised they got away with that.
Yeah.
But they did.
They did.